Hi all, and welcome to Get Stuff Done. My name is Fintan Gavigan, and I am the co-founder of Collaborative, and we're a new marketing agency in Dublin. On each episode, we speak with people from varying sectors about how they get stuff done. And today, the focus is all on something that we will really need to get back to where we want to be, sales. I'm speaking today with someone I enjoyed working with for many years. When I knew Jo first, she ran the advertising sales department for Independent News and Media. Since then, she moved on, founded her own company, Sales Performance, which she runs today. So hi, Jo, you're very welcome.
Good afternoon. Delighted to be here. Thank you so much.
You have the mic, so tell us about yourself and what you do.
Okay, well, thank you so much for the very warm introduction. So I guess to take you back a little bit, my experience has always been in sales, and absolutely right, I enjoyed 20 absolutely fantastic years with Independent News and Media. And I guess that time, it allowed me to experience plenty of good practices. Independent newspapers were terrific at supporting and mentoring their people. And I certainly feel that I was privileged to be part of that. And it really stood me well when then I considered going out on my own and creating my own business, which I did in 2015. So after 20 years, it's a long time and a hard decision to make to leave the comfort of corporate Ireland and to set up and try and do something yourself. Because that corporate name, it opened doors for you. But all of a sudden, it was Jo from Sales Performance. So many challenges, all of which, you know, you have to take on with gusto. So I set up Sales Performance in 2015. And my primary objective was to work with companies, work with teams in the whole area of providing and supporting them with a sales plan, sales process, and then really importantly, making sure that the team had the skills to actually execute the plan. So that's what I've been busy doing for the last 5 years. And I have to say, for anybody out there who's thinking, is now a good time to start a business, what I would say to you is, I have to say, it has been a great decision. Yes, challenging. But you know what? If you have a focus, if you have a plan, surround yourself with good people, anything is possible.
So in Collaborative, we're all about getting stuff done. Now, clearly setting up Sales Performance has been one of the great things you've done. Is there any good stuff you've done over the years that you're proud of?
Yeah, I have to say, I guess setting up your own business does allow you flexibility and it does allow you a little bit of freedom. And I guess when I look back at the last 5 years, maybe a few things that I'm probably proud of. Look, at when I set up, I instantly knew the value of surrounding myself with good people. So I actually, myself and another guy helped set up a new network. That network was designed to try and collaborate with other businesses. And I have to say, 5 years on, that's going strong. So very proud of setting that up. But I guess if you were to say, what am I most proud of? And my work allowed me to do this. And it was getting involved with a guy that I got to know really well, who was aligned to a charity called Cystic Fibrosis. And in conversation with him, Fintan, we spoke about how could we make a difference. And we set up the idea of creating an annual ball where we would create, you know, a community of people who wanted to support the brilliant cause that is cystic fibrosis. And 5 years later, we've generated 150,000 for that charity. So if you were to talk to me about getting stuff done, they would be maybe a few highlights that I'd certainly look back on and kind of go, yeah, do you know what? It was absolutely brilliant to be involved in something like that.
Tell me, Jo, is there any stuff you're doing at the moment, any great stuff that you're getting done or anything in the pipeline for the future that you want to tell me about?
Yeah, so I guess like every other business, the last couple of months has made me stop, think and evaluate. And I have to say, notwithstanding the challenges that go with every business at this particular moment in time. Some of the things that I'm working on at the moment is looking at how can I create an online learning community. So that is work that's in progress at the moment and will launch in January. So that's about allowing people to self-learn, but also them being part of a community that's going to meet on a weekly basis. It's really about trying to support people as they try new things, as they look at how can they engage with customers in this new virtual world. So my mission is to try and create that environment that is supportive, that's helpful, that's focused, and all the time just being in the background trying to make people think about things differently and moving the dial in the right direction all of the time. The other thing which I think is absolutely brilliant, Fintan, is, you know, pre-COVID, my opportunities were probably very much based on the Irish market. And while I might have had aspirations or big dreams about, you know, extending beyond that, the reality was, well, how could you when you're, you know, a sole trader working on your own? However, with technology, I'm actually very excited about what's that opportunity is presenting for my business. And I have confirmed that I will be working with a company in the States who have a diverse range of salespeople scattered right across the entire country. So my first meeting with them is actually tonight. So I would say, look, in terms of, new and exciting things, that's probably something I would never have thought possible.
That's great. International Joe. I'm very impressed.
Woo!
If you had a tip for people as to how to get stuff done, what would it be?
Okay, so my first thing, and this is going back from my own experience, my key thing is, first and foremost, surround yourself with people who are like-minded, but also who will hold you accountable. Because if you're not accountable for your day-to-day actions, you can let things slide. So the first thing I would say is look to your network. Look at who you can sort of buddy up with. Who can you, I'm actually going to use your words, Fintan, who can you collaborate with? Because I think more important than ever, I think, the opportunity for companies who are willing and open to be collaborative in their approach and look at, you know, combining the strengths of different people, different assets, different skills, they are the ones that are actually going to, my view anyway, flourish. So my view on this whole situation as we are now, if your mindset is right, I think with uncertainty, it does bring opportunity. But I guess most importantly, you have to have your mind open and your mindset turned on to that kind of thinking. So tips, I would definitely look around at all the support and help that the government is doing at the moment. So for any business owner out there, make sure that you're availing of that for sure as well. So look, I guess, at your network and then look at who you can collaborate with, who can you work with that's going to hold you accountable, and search out others that you can, you know, join forces with that'll benefit both parties.
Joe, one last question. Over lockdown, and or maybe even the latest lockdown that only started a couple of weeks ago, what have you been watching on TV as a distraction from going all international and all the other things that you're doing?
Okay, so first things first, I'm an avid reader, first things first, so I love to read. But after that, I am absolutely guilty of binge-watching loads of great stuff. So one at the moment that I've just finished is, and it's very relevant for the time in the States, is one called The Loudest Voice. Absolutely brilliant, loved that. And then in terms of just a new one that I've started, it's one lots of people are talking about it at the moment, called The Undoing. So they would be definitely my guilty pleasures. So love all that stuff.
And as an avid reader, what have you been reading? What do you recommend?
Okay, so I'll stick with business then for a second. Just completed a book called Atomic Habits. So I think it's very maybe apt for what you guys are trying to do about getting stuff done. Atomic Habits is a great book about looking at maybe the 1% difference that you can make. That's going to change your habits and just get you moving and get you doing stuff. Also just finished an Audible book. What I Know for Sure is the name of it by Oprah Winfrey. So again, if you just wanted a little sort of injection of inspiration, I found that really, really good. So for the moment, they're the two that I have just completed. And of course, there's an absolutely brilliant TED Talk that I've just watched for anybody out there again. Brilliant. It's the name of it, if anybody wants to search for it, is called Triaging Your Crazy Busy Life. And it tells the story of an emergency room doctor in the States and how she manages that situation in her hospital. And it's very relevant and brought back to basics in terms of how do you manage that crazy busy life that you have, triaging your customers. Are the customers who shout the loudest in most need of your attention? 20 minutes of pure magic. Highly recommended.
Joe, thank you so much for them. I've scribbled them down, so they'll be watched straight away. Again, thanks so much for your time. Great to catch up again.
And thank you so much.
Hopefully see you soon.
Thank you again. Bye for now.